This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we are broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz, here in Tampa, Florida. And we're also broadcasting across America on the Genesis Communications Network and our Salem Media Group affiliate stations and leading independent radio stations across the country. The Captain's America Third Watch is also heard on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And thanks to our military men and women listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. To all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, we are your voice on the radio, helping you get through the night. We are a live radio program, and we remain that way all night long. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, the Captain's America. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us tonight. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get moving. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, since yesterday, and we knew that there were going to be a law, there was going to be a lawsuit here and a lawsuit there against the president. The big one yesterday that came forth was 16 states have all come together to sue President Trump over the emergency wall declaration.
That's exactly right, Captain. There's some 16 states so far. All of these states essentially are Democratic states.
Yes, they are.
And, of course, California, my state here, our own Attorney General Xavier Becerra said that...
The guy with the server,
that's right. He says that there is no emergency at the border. And so I guess, you know, we should all go home now because Xavier Becerra has told us there's no emergency there. But certainly you see the Democrats literally getting into lockstep about this. And also these states include, Captain, not just border states, but Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada's in there as well, New Jersey, Oregon, Virginia, and so on and so forth. So you've got Democrat states or Democrat party officials and government officials all getting together and saying, again, here's our latest ability to resist Trump. And we're not really talking about the border. We're not really talking about what's been observed at the border. It's all about Trump.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you take a look, and by the way, Breitbart probably had the best pictures of anybody. They had been on both sides of the border. They'd been down there to the detention centers, and they'd taken pictures of the overwhelmed detention centers with the rooms where they keep them, the migrants, the illegals, whatever you want to call them. I'll call them illegals, I guess, were just jam-packed. And, I mean, people were everywhere. And in Mexico, these towns were swollen all along the border. They were swollen. South of Eagle Pass, a town of some 3,500 people, there was almost 7,000 people there. Half of them were illegal aliens.
Well, exactly right. And so I think the crisis that's going on, really there's a crisis for the Democrats. And I think it goes something like this, and that is people are leaving the Democrat Party. People are seeing the Democrat leadership and the party elite for what it is, and they're not buying it anymore. They actually want jobs. They want industry to thrive in our country, these kinds of things. And the Democrats, the party elite Democrats, are looking to people that come to this country, many that come illegally, as their constituency now. I mean, I think that's really twisted.
Now, the other thing that's gone kind of wacko over the weekend is this movie, this actor, this television guy, whatever he was there, Smollett. That thing has become a fiasco in Chicago because it appears now as if he made this up. He hired a couple of guys to make it look like as if he'd been beaten up, a couple of brothers. They told the truth. They were let go. They've gone back to their country, Nigeria. And the fact of the matter is that there's a grand jury looking at this right now for submitting a false report, which involved, I don't know, 100 detectives or so looking for somebody on a hate crime.
Yes, there were many, many detectives that, of course, that were focused on this case because, obviously, hate crimes are unacceptable. I think we all know that. But also, this was a very high-profile case as well. So you had the Chicago police acting in good faith. They had a complaint. They had physical evidence. They had all these things going on, Mr. Smollett's injuries and so forth. And so they wanted to get to the bottom of it. They even found out, Captain, where the rope that was allegedly used was bought. I mean, they really were able to run the numbers on this thing, and they did a great job. But now we find out that what it looks like is that the whole thing was made up, and you had Chicago police detectives and all these resources that could have been focused on actual victims of actual crimes. I think that's very disgusting and distasteful.
And they did it underneath the security camera that was turned in the opposite direction from where this action was going on.
Exactly. And so now we understand. Now, earlier it had been said that Jesse Smollett was going to meet again with the police, but that appears now to have changed completely.
Well, not when you take a case and put it to the grand jury. No, there's no more need to meet with the police. They've already submitted their report.
Right. And so I think now what's going to come out of this case, of course, is going to be a very important lesson in the sense of filing fake police reports and trying to mislead the authorities about a false crime. I think that's very, very serious indeed.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we got a lot more to talk about. Tonight's going to be a busy night because the president is debating whether or not he wants to change the intel director, Dan Coats, remove him and put somebody else in there. Also, the president was down in Miami yesterday talking about Venezuela and Maduro, and he had some very interesting things there to say. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Today is Tuesday, and we will be over at the Mission Barbecue at 12 noon today for having lunch for the captain. That's our regular weekly thing, Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country section here in Tampa. Now, you know, you want to stop by and try some of their great food, bring a friend, and pardon me, and enjoy the experience you'll have at Mission Barbecue, because it's where heroes meet, and all of America's first responders, firefighters, military, and police share on a wall of honor there. My FDNY helmet from the World Trade Center is up on the wall there. When you walk in the door, it's the very first thing that you see, third helmet up from the bottom. And Mission Barbecue honors all of America's heroes every day at 12 noon when they play the national anthem. That's the reason we go there, besides the great food they have, too. And, oh, by the way, they are family-friendly, and they do a lot of different things for the public and the veterans and the first responders. And we certainly look forward to seeing you guys there, anybody that shows up. And we've got quite a little crew that does every Tuesday at 12 noon. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, it looks like as if, according to Christopher Ruddy and CNN, it looks like as if Dan Coats may be on the outs as the National Intel Director.
Yes, that's a very, very good possibility, Captain. And I think as Mr. Ruddy was discussing it, he was basically sort of drawing the difference between intelligence officers or intelligence leadership that helps to inform policy rather than actually making policy. And this is really a fundamental question, because I'm sure nobody would deny that if it's President Clinton or President Bush or even President Obama, that the president has the unique ability to make these different kinds of decisions based on the factual evidence that's presented to him by the intelligence community. That's one of the reasons why the president is the president and we don't have a cadre of people somehow making decisions based on whatever the political winds may be blowing that day. So yes, this is going to be a very, very interesting thing. We may see a change very soon.
Now let's go from the ridiculous to the sublime. And here's AOC yesterday talking about Washington, D.C., and the climate there. And she says, everybody's watching me. It's like they're spying on me and texting. Listen to this nonsense.
But here in D.C., it's like so weird. It's like everybody is like a spy. Like, it's so bizarre. It's like you could go out to get a cup of coffee, and the person that's like sitting at a table in the corner of the restaurant's like, you know, like, then they go and, like, they text all their friends that they saw so-and-so at this cafe. It's, like, triangulation. And it's super weird. It's just, like, super weird. So New York is really interesting because there's a lot of anonymity out in public.
Well, New York City, you can almost kill somebody and nobody will pay attention. You know what I mean?
Well, right. Yeah, it's very different.
New York, people just go about their business there. I mean, it's quite a city. Washington, D.C. is a city full of spies. Don't know where she's been, but that's probably where there's more spies than any other city in the world.
Well, exactly. And, you know, when I heard that quote, Captain, that you played, I couldn't help but think of the old song from the 80s by Rockwell, the old I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me song, you know. But obviously, it is a very, very different environment for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So this is sort of what comes with the territory, especially when you're as high profile as she is. And speaking of high profile, like it or not, even the party elite, Nancy Pelosi and others, they have to realize that when Ocasio-Cortez is out there speaking, a lot of people are taking that as this is the mainstream thought of the Democrat Party. So she's creating problems all over the place, and not the least of which are for the party elite.
Now, yesterday, the president and Melania were down in Miami, Florida, and he was there to participate with a conference that was a group of Venezuelan nationals talking about Venezuela and the future of their country. And basically the president let them know that we're on their side and things are going to get better. But Marco Rubio, our senator, was actually at the Simon Bolivar International Bridge on the Colombian-Venezuela border, which has been blocked for a couple of weeks now, not to allow any foreign aid into Colombia, which becomes a crime against humanity for whoever it is that ordered it be done, Vincent Maduro or whoever. So this is what our Senator Marco Rubio from Florida had to say yesterday at that bridge.
What is happening in Venezuela is a man-made crisis of epic proportions, not caused by a natural disaster, but by a man-made one. A criminal regime that is willing to starve and kill its own people before it gives up power. We are inspired by the people of Venezuela. They remind us how valuable liberty and freedom is. They remind us how important it is to always preserve it and why we should be willing to fight for it no matter how long it takes. I hope the people of Venezuela know they have inspired us in the world. Over 50 countries stand with the people of Venezuela. And we will not abandon you. So long as you are on the side of freedom and liberty, the world and America will stand with you each and every step of the way. And I want to thank the Colombian government and Presidente Duque for the humanity and for the dignity with which they have allowed these people to come here and the compassion they've shown towards them.
Now, they've established about 100 tons worth of aid on the Colombian side of the border, and they're getting it ready to take it into Venezuela. And again, if Venezuela refuses to take that aid and distribute it to their people, it becomes a crime against humanity in the international court. And they will go after Maduro for that.
Well, they certainly will. And Senator Rubio's remarks, I think, are absolutely on point.
He is.
Yeah, he's absolutely got it 100% correct. And I'm glad that he made that speech in that exact locale and with that backdrop, because it does show the stark contrast, the stark differences of what it means to be free or to have a tyrant say, you can't get food and medicine because this is all making me mad and I don't like the way things are going in my kingdom, as it were. So he's giving a very good contrast to that.
Now, Steve in Thailand is chiming in, and he's joking with me. He says he wants to know if I can send him some Mission Barbecue after today's lunch that we have over there. I'd love to, Steve, but you got to get over here to try it yourself, because I'm going to tell you something right now. The braised beef that they've got there is so tender. When you ask for the lean, it's so tender, it falls apart in your fork. It's unbelievable. The best I've ever had anywhere, anytime, any place.
Wow. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Now, and they've got a lot of different things there, too. But what we like about it is the fact that they've become a full partner with the radio show. And we're going to all of their different locations. The 29th of next month, we're going to be for Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day. We're going to be leading the charge up at the Bruce B. Downs location just across the street from the USF campus for the big to-do they're having there. And then eventually we'll get out to different places. We might make it to Bradenton, but certainly we'll go to Brandon and some other different places that they have. They've got 16 locations to choose from. So, you know, I got a pretty good selection, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you're invited, too, if you ever get down here.
Well, thank you.
Because sooner or later you're going to load up the family truckster and you're going to look like the Beverly Hillbillies leaving California because you ain't got no more state.
I know. I don't know what's going on in California, but...
Well, it ain't good.
It ain't good. That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Justice Department. Somebody yesterday said Rod Rosenstein will be leaving by the middle of March.
Well, that's right. Now, part of this, of course, has to do with the fact that Rosenstein had projected that he would be in the position about 2 years, so we're sort of coming up on that 2 year marker at this point. But of course, really, there's just been so many ups and downs and so many stresses with President Trump that it couldn't come soon enough, I think. Certainly after all these things that are going on, and especially with what Andrew McCabe has been saying.
Well, McCabe has been pointing the finger directly at Rosenstein.
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah, he was going to wear a wire and all this other kind of stuff. So this is huge. And, of course, now that the new Attorney General, William Barr, has been confirmed, he's going to come in. He wants to bring in, I believe, Jeffrey Rosen for that position. And so that gives Barr a chance to clean house and to set up the Justice Department and hopefully be able to weed out and do some reforms that are so desperately needed, Captain, because once we have the perception, and it's very, very difficult to change, but once we have the perception that somehow the Justice Department is now operating in some kind of political fashion unto itself, that's a huge problem.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, the West Virginia Teachers Union is calling for a strike today based on something that happened a year ago. We'll tell you more when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developing out of Chicago, where police now believe actor Jesse Smollett staged a hate crime against himself. Two brothers reportedly telling investigators they were hired for $4,000 to buy a rope to put around his neck and to pour bleach on the actor, who is black. The Reverend Al Sharpton says Smollett should be held accountable if the attack turns out to be bogus.
Hello, Miami. I am thrilled to be back in the state I love, with so many proud, freedom-loving patriots.
President Trump in Florida, speaking to a huge crowd of supporters at Florida International University. The president speaking about the situation in Venezuela, saying a new day is coming in Latin America and that socialism is dying across the world.
In Venezuela and across the Western Hemisphere, socialism is dying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you haven't heard from Wayne for the last week or so, and you won't hear from him this week either, because I just got word that Wayne is headed into the hospital for a kidney stone surgery. And we wish him well, and I think that's a fairly simple procedure, but still, just the same, you take care, Wayne, and we'll hold down the fort for you, Kyle and I. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions, because there are over 300,000 species of mold, and mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So don't put your family at risk or your employees either in your home or your office. Now, they've got a sterile environment that they can create, and it'll stay there for many years with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold, and it's is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus, too. Now, my home was done several years back, and it still is holding up under the treatment they gave me. So contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. That's 727-692-9622. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, we kill mold. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, the West Virginia Teachers Union is calling for a strike today over an education bill that was coming up for a vote. And this is all contingent to the same thing that happened last year at the same time when they went out on strike, and they were looking for more money. They didn't really get the money they wanted, and they never got any money that they lost when they were out on strike. And now here they go again. What the heck's going on up there?
Well, very, very interesting, Captain. Of course, you may recall just recently there was a strike in California by California teachers, and they were able to get some concessions that they were looking for. But in this case, of course, the West Virginia teachers are going back out on strike. The last go-around, they evidently got a 5% pay raise, and the new bill that they're protesting now seems to have a similar kind of increase in it. But again, you're talking about this this idea that that they didn't get their the pay that would have come to them during the last year's walkout. So again, very, very tense situation, but perhaps looking towards what happened in California as a means of saying, well, that happened there, maybe we can also get the concessions we're looking for.
Well, anybody knows if you go out on strike, you're not going to get paid for being out on strike. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
And for them to think that they're going to make up money that they didn't get, you're never going to make up anything. You're going to lose. That's the purpose of going out on strike. You're trying to gain more, but you're going to lose in the meantime.
Exactly, and sometimes union officials can disperse some funds typically to try to help out as much as possible with their membership, but that still remains to be seen.
Now, the other thing that's going on is North Carolina. We have one congressional race up there that still has not been decided. You're aware of that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the North Carolina Elections Board official, the head official, said that ballots were handed out illegally to people who were not registered to vote, who wound up voting.
Right.
Now, it doesn't go on to say whether or not they were legal or illegal. That's a very vague statement, but that's a statement I'm just sitting here scratching my head going, what the hell's going on? And by the way, I've heard a lot from some of our friends in North Carolina who have been letting me know that there's a big problem up there, and this apparently is part of it.
Well, exactly right. And it's interesting because the more and more that we try to...
Oh, and by the way, this was a Democratic county.
Right, exactly.
This went on. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, you know, especially when I was growing up, the idea was that you wanted to obviously get to voting age, and then you could have this wonderful privilege of going and exercising your...
Oh, wait a minute. I just got corrected. Sorry. It was a Democratic supervisor of elections in a Republican county.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that's all the more reason for, and by the way, every time we hear about this, it's the Democrats.
Right. Right. Well, but again, generally speaking, you know, we want to be able to exercise our right to vote, but it seems as though, you know, this should be a very sort of simple process. I know it is when, in my neck of the woods, Captain, I go in, I tell them what my address is. They look me up on a list.
Yeah, and I've actually got a voter card because I have voter ID. Hello.
Yeah, exactly. And so it should be something that, and another thing people need to take responsibility for.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we always are trying to make it easier for people to vote. But in the melee of it all, there's often these, and we're seeing now a lot of these kinds of things happening where it just gets out of hand. We no longer know where these things are coming from, where they're going, whether it was a legitimate ballot or not. And then we have all kinds of problems. So I think there needs to be sort of a simple approach to this, which would still, of course, preserve everyone's right to go and vote.
Now, the person who had been nominated for the UN position, Heather Nauert, had redrew her name. She likes the position she's got. She likes being around her family a lot more, and she just didn't think that she could do it and, you know, give the right time to her family. So now the president is considering a group of at least four, including the ambassador to Germany, Mr. Grenell, who happens to be, his name has popped up before for this position.
He has, and folks may even recognize his name. He's been a commentator or guest on different programs.
Well, he was on Fox a lot.
That's right, exactly. So he would be a very a familiar face. And so, again, this is a very tough job, and it's a very important job. And I think that Nikki Haley, who's vacating the position, ostensibly to, you know, spend more time with her family and so forth, perhaps maybe mulling what her own future holds politically. It's a very important job, a very difficult one, because right now, as we're dealing with North Korea, dealing with Russia, dealing with China on the rise, Russia on the move. This is going to be a very, very difficult time to navigate through the UN, whose general ideas sometimes conflict with actually trying to make sure that we are putting into check different forces on the globe that help to cause more problems sometimes than good.
Now, according to the New York Times, Barack and Michelle Obama are not going to endorse a Democratic candidate in 2020.
That's right. What I've seen and heard is that he seems to be President Obama, that is, seems to be, you know, encouraging or perhaps giving advice behind the scenes, but there's no talk yet of any kind of endorsement. But that remains to be seen. Of course, it depends on how everything goes and how we move through the summertime and into next fall, next winter, and who's going to be really emerging as the major front runner. And right now, Captain, I don't think he's going to endorse anybody, or the Obamas wouldn't, because there's just no clear-cut front-runner per se. Some would say, well, it could be Kamala Harris, or it would be Joe Biden if he jumps in, but certainly right now the Democrat field is just embroiled in the how can I out-free stuff the other candidate, you know, and they haven't started tearing each other up yet, but we'll see about that.
And I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We speak to him at least five nights a week. This week it'll be six, so you're back on the schedule every night this week.
That sounds good. Happy to do it. And I hope that Wayne is just fine. That sounds like no fun to have to go in for that kind of procedure. So we're definitely our thoughts are with him and theirs for a full recovery.
And Senator Elizabeth Warren has announced she's going to introduce a universal child care plan. Isn't that nice?
Well, right. Again, that's the more free stuff, which of course, you know, it sounds really good on its face. Who wouldn't want to have, you know, child care through 5 years old, this kind of thing? But again, we don't know how it would be administered. She'd have to really sort of put a lot of meat on those bones to say, this is exactly how we're going to do it, and it's not going to result in much more taxation.
And finally, Al asked from Nebraska, asked us a question about the lynching bill that is being proposed by who? Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Senator Tim Scott?
And Tim Scott, exactly. So this evidently cleared the Senate a few days ago, it looks like, that would make lynching punishable as a hate crime at the federal level, basically. And so this had been previously passed in the Senate, but wasn't able to clear the House. But perhaps it will do so now. And of course, people will remember that in the aftermath of the Jesse Smollett case, Cory Booker had said that lynching is not a relic of the past. But of course, this appears now to have been a fake, kind of a thing. But certainly.
Yeah, he's gonna wind up getting charged.
I think so. But it seems to me that if you're going to put a noose around somebody's neck, I think that's very, very bad, and I should throw the book at you anyway.
All righty, Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, so tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. Talk to you tomorrow night. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Byway report. And that storm that was out west has moved into the central United States and southern southeastern U.S., headed towards the East Coast. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own. but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's found a dime. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell will find it break. Let it all hang out, cause we got to run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Alrighty, Jerry Reed with the classic Eastbound and Down, loaded up a truck and old Bandit out front, Fred on the front seat, and away they go up there in one of those clouds. Well, tell you what, guys and gals, listen up. I-40, I-10 out there in Arizona and New Mexico, and I-64, I-35 north-south. Wow, I-70, we got some news for you. A developing winter storm system will bring a swath of heavy snow and ice from Oklahoma into the Midwest, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and the northeastern U.S. Tuesday through Wednesday into Thursday. Now, there will be areas of dangerous travel likely, and further south, several inches of heavy rain will lead to the potential for flooding in the lower Mississippi and Tennessee River Valley. So let's get right to the chase. We'll start out in California. We've got snow in the mountains of California tonight, San Bernardino, and up towards the Sierra Nevadas. We've got snow in the higher elevations along the Mexican border with California tonight. We've got a mixture tonight of rain and freezing rain and sleet in parts of Arizona along I-10 and I-8, and some very cold temperatures there as well. Snow east of Phoenix, Tucson, the higher elevations going out into New Mexico, into I-10, into New Mexico, you'll run into snow. Now, pay attention up on I-40. The entire state of New Mexico on I-40 is under a winter storm warning. Travel conditions are not good there. I've been getting reports earlier in the night about drivers that are shutting down either in the storm system or on either side of it in Texas or in Arizona. Now, up into Colorado, you've got a winter storm warning in the southwestern corner of Colorado. You've got snow up to almost to Colorado Springs, snow in eastern Colorado, snow that's made it out onto the plains. Kansas is pretty much inundated in snow along I-70, I-35 north-south from Texas, North Texas, out of the Metroplex, up into Iowa. Well, let's see, up into Nebraska tonight. Iowa, you've got a mixture of rain and snow right now, but there's snow. It's going to change to all snow and keep coming east, so be aware of that. Missouri, a lot of snow in Missouri tonight and moving east towards Illinois, towards Indiana. And all I can tell you is be careful out on the highways and byways. We heard from Catwoman and Road Dog a little while ago. They're just leaving Texas. And I told them, I said, they were going to be in it once they, you know, found it. They were going to be in it for a while because they'll be driving with the storm up into where they have to go to Lafayette, Indiana. And then we've got rain the eastern part of Arkansas, the northeastern part of Louisiana, the northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Alabama. It's headed towards Georgia. We've got rain across most of Tennessee, rain across most of Kentucky right now, rain in the southern part of Illinois, rain in the northwestern part of West Virginia, but there is a line and a winter storm warning for the mountains of North Carolina, Virginia, and the eastern part, the mountains of West Virginia tonight, with snow predicted to be falling up through the mountains of Maryland and all across the southern part of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Turnpike, you'll be in a lot of snow from probably when you come out of the Allegheny Tunnel east all the way towards Philadelphia. Snow up into the northwestern part of New Jersey tonight, higher elevations, and that will continue over the next day or so. The snow has finally ended in Las Vegas. They had 2 days of snow there. You've got bone-chilling temperatures up in northern Maine, bone-chilling temperatures in North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, parts of Montana, snow in the middle part of Montana tonight, snow in Wyoming, a winter storm warning in northeastern Oregon for the Hood River Valley. And by the way, Cabbage, you got a hang iron going up over Cabbage tonight because of the snow. And up there in Washington State, again, Looks like as if the southeastern part of Washington State and up to not quite, but close to Wenatchee and the Apple Valley up in there, you've got snow flurries. And east of Seattle tonight, snow up on top of Snoqualmie, but it's just merely so far flurries, so you're okay there. Snow going down I-5, by the way, into Medford, Oregon. So that's the weather. Be careful, and remember, if you're on I-40 in New Mexico, things are getting real dicey there right now. Winter storm warning across the whole state, and that is moving to the east. In the meantime, out in front of that, most of Oklahoma is covered in snow. North of the Metroplex, Dallas, you've got snow, I-35, certainly up through Oklahoma City, up into Kansas. Most of all of Kansas, it looks like now, is covered in snow. It just changed right in front of me. The map just changed. And at least the eastern half of Nebraska, snow, and then a snow and sleet mixture to the east, which will change when the temperatures drop, as they are. And then again, of course, over in the southeastern states, you've got rain. But in the mountains of North Carolina, as well as Virginia, eastern West Virginia, a winter storm warning. So be advised, that's what we're going to be looking at tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night for the rest of the country. So there you go. Now, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, with four great locations to serve you. I will be Saturday, the 23rd, I will be with Ms. Yvette Perez from Radio Luz, Radio AM 760, at the Moss Family Chevrolet location. It is the grand opening sale there at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa. That's the Carrollwood section of Tampa. And if you want to stop by, we're going to be giving a free lunch out to the people that take test drives. You take a test drive, you get a free lunch. And I'm telling you, this is a lunch you're going to want to get, because it's coming from one of the best, absolute best caterers that we've ever had at any event we've ever done. And I'm not going to ruin the surprise. I'm just going to let you show up and see who they are, because we love these people, and they take very good care of us, and we take very good care of them. So they're going to be there at Moss Family Chevrolet from 11:30 to 1:30 with the food. It's there till it runs out. I will be there, well, along with Yvette, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we'll be giving out a bunch of goodies and freebies, as well as the $500 discounts from the Moss Family Automotive Group. The $500 discounts, we'll be handing them out to you, and that's whatever deal you make, you get an additional $500 with that coupon in your hand. And we'll also have the coupons for the free meals after you take your free test drive, which is all there. And bring your whatever it is, push, pull, shove. What do they say? Push, pull, shove your trade in, your trade in, and make your best deal, and they'll certainly try to put you in something that you'll like. Now, that's Moss Family Chevrolet here at Northdale Mabry Highway, 16414 Tampa, Saturday. But in the meantime, don't forget about Moss Nissan, the dealerships up in Crystal River and Newport Richey, and also the Home Assassa Springs, Moss Wholesale to the Public, Moss Family Automotive Store, where things like motorhomes and boats and camper trailers and ATVs wind up there, motorcycles too, for trade-in, and they're available for sale there. And to find out more, all you got to do is Google Moss Family Automotive, and then you will find out their locations and pick a location you want to check out and see what they have to offer. But coming up right after the top of the hour news, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and we'll see what she has to say in the scheme of things tonight. I will be back with her after the news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color across America, all night till 6 a.m. Eastern Time in the morning. Thank you for tuning in, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.